Is our testimony. That is our declaration. For all that you have done for us, we thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the indwelling of the Spirit. Thank you for grace and mercy. And thank you for how far you have led us, even in this training.
Amen.
Thank you for where we are and the things you will do in the coming days. We give you thanks. We ask that you grant us understanding.
Amen.
Even as we go through the pages of the scripture, in knowing your plan and purpose and the things you will have us do in the coming days.
Amen.
Grant us understanding, no error in this atmosphere. Amen. Thank you for answer prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And the believers say loud, amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. All us, let's appreciate our lecturers who have been teaching us the word. Dr. Gabriel, Reverend Philemon, Pastor Praise Okon. Let's keep appreciating God for the gift of man. Hallelujah. And the big one, Kabadosha. Help me join. Let's appreciate our Father, my Father, your Father, our Father, Papos, and Richard Ever, Damina. Papa, thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to collaborate with you in advancing the cause of the gospel. Like you always say, in my lifetime, charlatans will be afraid of the pulpit. It's already happening because you are raising army everywhere. Thank you. Thank you, Papa. We love you. Hallelujah. Let me appreciate it's done. Somebody just standing left, right, tell them you will be blessed because you came. Amen. Please be seated with your sweet mercy as we get into the world of His grace. Hallelujah. How has it been and Power Bible School. How's it been? Talk to me. How's it been? Awesome, right? Glory to God. All right. We are still looking on the subject, the word, the ministry of the word, and the work of ministry. The ministry of the word and the work of ministry. Glory to God. All right, we're going to be looking at the mission of Jesus, the work of ministry. That's what we're going to look at, the subtitle under that very huge title, and the mission of Jesus, the work of ministry. So the mission and the ministry of Jesus was something he lived and taught by precepts and by example. That is very instructive. The mission and ministry of Jesus was something he lived and taught by precepts and by example. He taught by precepts and by example. And you can see that all through his teaching, while he was here on earth, he was precise, he was detailed, and he was intentional with the assignment he had. I give you one example. In John chapter 3 from verse 1, there was a man called Nicodemus. And this man was a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art from God, for no man can do this miracle except God was with him." And now that was a praise showered on Christ. But because Jesus was very focused and determined, and he never allowed the praises of men to sweep him from the target, the message, the assignment, the mission, and he never responded to the praises and the applause of the so-called Pharisee. And Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, this one a true talk. That except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Excuse me. That does not answer or respond to what the man had just said. There's no collaboration. I'm saying you are Oga. Well done, sir. You are the big man of God, mighty man of God. Hey, truly, you are the one that come from God. Instead of Jesus to say, "Yes, you know, when I and the Father were sitting one day, we started discussing, and while we're drinking tea, and you know, you know, they said, day that I and the Father were just passing, and lo and behold, we have to drive on a, what is that car? A Range Rover, and the street were good." He didn't say any of this, because his mission on earth is to save them that were lost. And he says, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." There's a lesson there, that when you go out for evangelism, set your face like a fleet. Be mission minded. Remember Jesus said, as you go, greet nobody. Just don't greet anybody on the road. Face the thing. Amen. But that greeting is not like that your greeting. No. Sure you know. If you don't greet them, how do you relate? But your eyes on the ball. Focus. John chapter 14 verse 10. Let's begin from there. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father which dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. 11. Believe that I am the Father, I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me, for every works, or rather for the very work's sake. Verse 12 said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Because I go to my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask, this is 14 now, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. In the same John chapter 14, look at verse 15 now to 17. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but know him with you, and shall be in you. Glory to God. This is Jesus. Don't forget the mission of Jesus, the work of ministry. So the work that I do shall he do also, and that shall he do. What are the things Jesus work, or what are these work of Jesus? What are these work of Jesus? He said, greater things you will do than the ones that I do. So what are these work of Jesus? Luke chapter 4 verse 14. Let's look at the work of Jesus that he said you will do greater. John chapter 4 verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the whole of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. So what was this work of Jesus? He went all over the region. So the work is the work of ministry. And you will do much more. Papa told us, by the time we are returning this homecoming, it shall be 1,000 more. Amen. Glory to God. Glory. And I tell you, a lot are already preparing, and they are gearing up for 1,000 return. I didn't hear you say amen.
Amen.
Maybe you are not part of them, but I'm part of the 1,000 return. Glory to God.
Glory.
I'm telling you, watch and see now. This all, it will take us 1,000 return. We are working on. We are working. And the proof of our work will be seen. Live, direct. Glory to God.
Glory.
I said, glory to God.
Glory.
Jesus' work is, he was everywhere in the synagogue teaching. Teaching. The Bible says his fame went round about the entire region. Preaching, teaching. And the Bible said the things pertaining to the kingdom. He went about teaching in the synagogue. Matthew chapter 4 verse 23. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. The ministry of the word and the work of ministry. Casting out devils. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Acts chapter 10 verse 32. How God Verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. So the mission of Jesus, he went about all the region. Synagogue was a place, a temple where the people gather, where the word, or they were actually the people, the Pharisees and all that, the scribes were all there teaching, and Jesus went everywhere and was teaching and preaching. He healed all manner of sicknesses and diseases. Glory to God. And he turned to you on his departure, you will do greater work than the ones that I do. Hallelujah. Because I go to the Father. I go to the Father. In other words, I won't be here too long. I won't be here too long. But you are here and you will do much more. So he went about preaching the gospel and healing all manner of sicknesses. In Luke chapter 4 verse 16, Luke 4:16, and it came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue. Take note of that word custom. That means Jesus have a last tie. Jesus have a last tie. There was a thing that he was known with. He had a custom. He had a tradition, and his custom and tradition was known by all, that he will always be where? In the synagogue. Look at it. Verse 16 of that place. And he said, and it came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. For to read. You know, some people see church as boring when there is too many scripture being rolling out for reading. But Jesus' custom was reading and reading and reading. Glory to God. Verse 17 of that scripture say, and there was delivered unto him the book. They know him to be a reader. He loves reading. He loves. So they say, boy, it's your turn today. Come. We know you like reading. Come. And listen to what happened. They delivered unto him the book of the prophet Elias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He read it. It was about him. And he proclaimed, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. What did he do to the deliverance? I mean to the captives. So deliverance is not a prayer. Deliverance is a preaching. A preaching. He preached deliverance. Hey, if you tell me this like 10, 15 years ago, I'll tell you no. Because I have cast out demons and I see demons went. Until after like 6 years back, when I started like following, and I discovered that there is difference between casting out devils and deliverance. Hallelujah. And there's one scripture that time that we normally use to chop. That scripture is Obadiah 1:17. For upon man Zion there shall be deliverance. Until there's a deliverance, there can be a possession. For the house of Jacob.
What? And if you see the way boldness we are preaching that nonsense. Oh God. Hallelujah. So deliverance is a movement from one kingdom to another. It's a movement. We have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness and be moved. That is the word translate. We have been moved. That means there's a transfer from one kingdom to another. So it's a movement. It's an exodus. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And verse 19, all right, okay. He said, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set the captive, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it back to the minister. And he sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue was fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. You see why you need to sit where this, you need to sit where they sat. If you read this as today, it will be actually a very wrong one. Because Jesus was not talking to you, he was talking to them. It's God. But in talking to them, we understand what deliverance means. That's why we pay attention to content and be able to know what is the message the writer is communicating. Are you still here? So Jesus here read the book of Isaiah and said it was his mission. He read the book of Isaiah and said, this Isaiah's, you know, documentation is my mission, because that is what is written concerning me. Meaning that you don't have your own mission apart from the mission that you have been given. We have one assignment. We have one mission. Go and make men students. Build them up to the place where they can know who they are in Christ, what they have in Christ, and what Christ can do through them. Glory to God. Now in that same Luke chapter 4 verse 18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and to recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that were bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Like we say, it was written in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 61 verse 1. That was where Jesus was quoting from. Isaiah 61 verse 1. If you read it, you will see. But I want you to take note that there is something that was omitted from Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah. That was in Isaiah record that Jesus didn't talk about. That's why the book of John chapter 5 verse 39, we have him say, search the scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. So whatever that does not unveil the person of Christ is not the gospel. You didn't hear that? It's not the gospel. To confirm that, let's look at what Isaiah says. Isaiah 61 verse 1. Isaiah 61 verse 1. Anyone there? Can you read? I want somebody to read. Yes. Yes. I like your voice. It's loud. The Spirit of God is upon me. Yes. Yes. Put your eyes there. Be seeing it. Yes. Verse 2. Yes. Take note of that. I want to dwell there because we have been looking for the anger of God since we started Soteria 11. Amen. To do what again, brother? And the day of vengeance of our God. After vengeance, he now said to comfort all them that mourn. Vengeance and comfort. Isaiah. Hallelujah. But if you look at Luke account has no vengeance. So Jesus came with the narrative that has to do with the gospel. There's no vengeance and there's no anger, there's no wrath in God. It was not a mistake. It was a deliberate one. Jesus omitted it. Glory to God. Between Jesus and Isaiah, who do you believe?
Jesus.
Because he's the one that is the express image of God. He came from the Father. So he has first-hand information about God's position, God's disposition, God's character, God's personality. This was his mission. And that was what he taught his disciple. He went all the villages preaching the gospel, good news of the kingdom, and healing the sick. No wrath in God. Isaiah said, and vengeance. From where? Vengeance and comfort are not brothers. Vengeance and comfort are not brothers. They can't marry. Because one is violent. The other one is long-suffering. Long-suffering. Hallelujah. Now look at the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 35. And Jesus went about all the city and the villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sicknesses and every diseases among the people. So there was no vengeance at all. There was no vengeance. The mission is the work was clear. So you be like your father. We don't copy Isaiah. We mentored Jesus. We follow Jesus because he is the express image of the Father. He came to reveal to us the heart of the Father and the person of the Father. So we follow after Jesus. And no wonder when they said to him in Luke, they say, would you allow us to call forth fire, vengeance? The vengeance of our God. Have you read in the book of Proverbs? Trying to remember that scripture. Oh Lord, to you vengeance belong. Show thyself. These are scriptures we were using that time for serious intimidation. Oh Lord, to you vengeance belong. Show thyself. And you hear people, they pray. Show thyself. Show them that you are my God. When they ask me, where is my God? You will show them that you are my God. Power. Praise God. I just discovered that human beings love wickedness. They celebrate when bad thing happened to some people. They are happy that bad thing has happened to that man. They are happy. His sinner fight him, has found him out. Sam? They'll be committing sin everywhere, everywhere. See, his sin has found him out. They love, they celebrate that thing. It means that such person has not encountered the love of God. And you know, when you have not encountered love, there's no way you will give love. If you want to see violent children, even in marriage, go and check out the way it is. A servant is not greater than his master, except Jesus taught you. If your father was a, you and your mother, they never had love. My dear, they are your first mentor, first influencer in this life. You will grow up like that. That's why in a family like that, take off wrong. Praise God. I'm telling you. If you have your way, your father is busy slapping his your mother. The tendency of you to slap your wife is very narrow. Because it's your first mentor. Or you as a lady, your mother never respected your father. Is like that. Not saying my time to be better. Now lie. Blood is thicker than water. So, coming to parsity is your rescue. So that you can, your mind will be renewed. Even at that, we'll watch you closely. Praise God. I'm telling you, these are practical things. I'm telling you, we are being here. We settle issues in this place. So, don't be around such toxic environment. Don't. I was telling a lady, I said, you just got married, and all your friends are still single girl. What do you think they are going to advise you? Every time you and your husband, what do you think they are going to advise you? There's nothing they will advise you more than what you are seeing now. They are the one influencing you to behave like this. Depart. That's what they said. And be separate. Greet them from afar. I'm not, Pastor, you say I should hate my friends. I'm not saying so. I say greet them from far. It's bye-bye. That day they finish the wedding. Should be they say all of them should go. You go your own. That is the day the passion start. So if you stumble into each other, hi, fine, whatever, fine. But to go sit down, they discover 1 or 2 hours. Influence is powerful. Glory to God. Why even take me there now? Let's see what we are. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. Hallelujah. Don't forget the mission of Jesus. He called his disciples and he gave them power over unclean spirit. So, as a disciple, you are a carrier, a mobile of God's power. Let me tell somebody, say, I'm a mobile of God's power. That's why anywhere you go, you don't call, you know, a man who don't understand this truth, the moment he come, he jam anything that is threatening or demons, you see him start praying. Send down your power. Because for him, the power has gone. Like Moses, Samson, the hair has to grow again for power to come. The power was going and coming under the Old Testament because it has not taken resident in a man. But today, he said in John 14, he will not only be with you, he will dwell in you. The power was with them, but never dwell in them. But in the new creation, upon his resurrection, the power dwells. So when he said, I go, to prepare a place for you, that when I come, for where I am, you also will be. I will receive you to myself. So when Jesus rose, Kibadonya, he rose and dwell in you, which is the power of God. Where is Jesus? Christ in you. He's there. Like the man that I was it on Tuesday or which day was that? Was casually saying, okay, this Holy Ghost you are talking, where is it in me? Is it in which side? Hallelujah. Oh my good Lord. He has no side though. He is there. I say, sir, did you see it? He said, no. I say, so is every man that is born of the Spirit. For the wind blew it where it can listen. I can't see it and don't know. But so is every man that is born of the Spirit. I say, sir, he's not in the stomach, large intestine or small intestine or whichever side. All I know, he's in you. And because you can't see it, he's there. Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. I'm telling you, the great days are here. I say, great days are here. So the mission of Jesus, conclusively, because our teacher is here, our next lecturer is here, is that Jesus was everywhere. What was he doing? Teaching, preaching, healing all manner of sickness and diseases, and casting out devils. By extension, what are you to do? I know it's the same thing. Mention it. What? Preaching. Teaching. Casting out devil. Healing the sick. Look at your hands. Say, my hands are healing hands. I heal the sick. I raise the dead. I cast out devil. Glory to God. You know, there's this song that normally say, I got the power. And I know that the power, you are the real one that got the power. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The devil is in trouble. As you go out for evangelism, the next time you will go, though if you see the sick person and you avoid them, you are a suspect. Be looking for them. Hey, Archbishop was carrying bear looking for anybody sick here. Anybody sick here? Bugum. Anybody sick here? Is there any person dead? Any dead person here? And he suddenly jumped one and he raised him up. As you go out, hey, yagada yada. I say the sick will be healed by your hands. The dead will be raised by your hand. The oppressed will be delivered by your hand. In the name of Jesus. Are you blessed or not this morning? You know, it has been night. Amen. There'll be a lot of night service. So if I hear night, it's night in somebody's country. Amen. If I say night, it's night in somebody's country. So it's still in order. Amen.